Booyaka. It is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a fact that I am strangely proud of, yet realize carries no weight whatsoever. So what are we doing today? Other than drinking tea. Drinking iced tea today? And it's good. It's so yummy. Oh, and that's about the only thing we're doing today. Oh boy. Because, and I'll tell you, I got up early. I woke up early, I don't know why, because of the heat, maybe, for whatever reason. I just was not sleeping well, could not go back to sleep at about 9:30, so I had to get up. I know what you're thinking 9:30, I've already been at work for 6 hours by the end. No, me getting up at 9:30 is basically like, if you normally get up at 6 a.m., try getting up at 3:30. That's the equivalent of me getting up at 9:30 in the morning. And I'm not happy about it. I was tired for a while, but now I'm not tired. Am I going to take a nap this afternoon? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But I got up and I ate breakfast because I couldn't figure out anything better to do, and I turned on the TV and I checked the weather. Well, actually, first I checked for various sports events things, and, you know, looking for football because, you know, we got stuff coming up, stuff's going on, weird stuff because it's summer. And I noticed that Sky Sports News was on, so I'm like, yeah, woohoo! So I watched Sky Sports News and was getting live reports on the English Championship League promotion playoff game between Aston Villa and Derby. Or do they pronounce it Derby? When they refer to a Derby game, they say Derby. But do they actually pronounce the name of the town Derby, or do they say Derby? Do they say the Kentucky Derby when they're referring to the famous American horse race? I don't know. I do not know. So, yeah. Still got to wait to find out who all's getting promoted. But we already know that who's coming back up. Canaries and Sheffield United. Yeah, Sheffield United in the Premier League next year. Not my Sheffield Wednesday, but, you know, still a nice Sheffield town, or Sheffield team, I mean. So that's great. So after I watched, you know, Sky Sports News and saw some cricket scores and stuff, because, you know, it's cricket season, then I checked the Weather Channel, and they said, oh, it's like 71 degrees. And I thought, oh, that's great. We can go outside, and we can do some stuff. And so I basically got ready, grabbed all the equipment. And then I went outside. And then I said, oh, no. No, 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 no. And I ran back inside as fast as possible. Why? Because the Weather Channel lied. As soon as I came back inside, I went upstairs, checked my thermometer on the back porch. It's over 80 degrees, and the humidity level is in the 90% range. And as soon as I opened my door, I started to tingle. I could feel it. And then I wasn't outside for more than 15 seconds when that sting started to happen. It's like, no, no, no. Came back inside, started drinking cold stuff. I was going to take a cold bath, but I really just sort of soaked my feet in cold water for a while. And I recovered pretty quickly. And now I'm just sitting around going, blah, blah. Why is it so humid? There's still standing water. Oh, yeah, because it rained overnight. It sort of didn't rain. Just, you know, summer thunderstorm kind of rain. Just, you know, a little bit of rumbly thunder. Enough to make my cat get a little worried, a little concerned. Then we have to do kitty banky business to calm down the cat. I don't know when it stopped raining. It was still sort of occasionally doing stuff when I went to sleep, and that was around 3:30 a.m. I went to bed later than that, but yeah, the last time I remember hearing thunder was around 3:30. I was asleep. Well, no, because then I looked at the clock. It was like 4:15. I probably went to bed at 4:30. Or around there, so I don't know. I don't feel tired right now. What time is it now?
Oh. Just as I say that,
I start to yawn. And if you're still wondering what time it is, it's about 19:37 UTC. Oh, right. So, what are we doing today? Oh, has that game started yet? No, maybe it. Yeah, I think it did. What am I watching for football today? Well, the Under-20 World Cup is going on, and I think I'm actually missing a game right now. And the Women's World Cup starts soon. And I don't know, I'm kind of gearing up for that. I intend to watch some of it. I'm trying to figure out who's got it. You know, I'm trying to figure out who's got anything for the United States. And I don't know, Japan kind of looks okay, but I don't know. It's a hard one to call. But it'll be interesting. I have been having fun watching the Under-20 World Cup. Here's the game I'm looking for. Whew.
Oh, here comes another young one.
Yeah, right when I say I don't feel tired. Maybe I'm more tired than I think. That's a possibility. So anyway, what's going on here? Where are we? Has this game actually started yet? Or are we still in the pre-game show? Oh, okay. They're lining up. The referee, ooh, in a cool red shirt, is walking out to the center circle. Teams are lined up. Who is even playing? here comes Pippa. Yeah, no, anyway, this is Uruguay versus Honduras. I think this is Uruguay's second game. And I don't remember who they played first, but they... Oh, hi. Hello, hi. Hi. They really dominated. Okay, so Pippa is now sitting here rubbing her forehead up against my elbow. Hi. Hi, does this mean you want to do some kitty stuff? You have to talk on the radio if you want to do kitty stuff. Oh, maybe she doesn't want to do kitty stuff. Oh, no, she's already down here on the floor. Okay. Okay, yeah, I know what this means. Yeah, you're gonna sit down, and now I gotta grab the blankie. And haven't we already done kitty stuff already today? Yes, I think we have. Yes, it's only 1940 UTC, and we've already done kitty business twice today. Oh, what time does the market even open? Nobody knows. Oh, it's the kitty stock market. Okay, now are you going to get on the blankie, or are you just going to keep sitting there? This is the part where I drape the blanket over my cat. and wait for her to figure out, oh, I gotta move out to this part. Yeah, there we go. Here it comes. All right, the cat has figured it out. We're good to go. And what's happening? So yesterday I couldn't figure out what to eat. I didn't have any good food. And I went to the store. Yeah, and the only real reason I went to the store is I had to get maple syrup. And then I almost forgot to get it. Because then I'm walking around and said, oh, I better get some tea. And maybe I'll get some potato chips. Yeah, I bought some more potato chips. Sour cream and onion potato chips. And then, what else did I buy? I thought about buying some Rice Krispies, and then I didn't. Then I bought some barbecued pork. And I bought some hard rolls to put that on. And that's what I ate yesterday. And it was yummy. I was so happy. Seems like I bought something else. What else did I buy? I eventually did remember to buy the maple syrup. Bought the tea, the potato chips. Yeah, that was about it, I guess. And then, for some reason, I was being stupid with the cashier. And I had cash in my pocket. Why did I end up using my debit card? Not that it matters. I don't have any fees or anything attached to my debit card, so it doesn't matter if I use it or not. It doesn't cost me anything. But I had the cash in my pocket. Why did I? I don't know. I guess I was in a hurry, and without thinking, I was like, oh, I don't know what I was thinking. But it was a little bit hot yesterday, but enough of a breeze and some cool clouds, and it wasn't too bad going to the store and back. And I drove by. I took one of my shortcuts on the way home from the store, and that shortcut takes me right by one of the local swimming pools. I have a lot of swimming pools near me. I mean, I've got one just down the street. I've got that other one that I was just talking about. There's apartments around here with some pools. There's a public pool over there. Yeah, for some reason, I haven't really figured it out, but there's a lot of swimming pools. Anyway, this one pool that I drove by, it's kind of small. It's a small, I don't want to say private pool. It's private, but it's, you know, one of those sort of, it's publicly private. Anybody can join. It's not like an exclusive country club or anything like that. It's just sort of your basic, you know, your community-run pool. The city doesn't have anything to do with it. It's a club, is what it is. It's a swim club. You can join, pay your dues, and your family can swim. Similar to the swimming pool in my neighborhood when I was a child that we belonged to. Brook Hill, the Brook Hill Swim Club. And that was a big pool. But this tiny little pool, I can't even remember what it's called. Is it called Sunny Slope Pool? Or is Sunny Slope Pool the name of the public pool on the other side of 108th Street? I don't remember, but this particular pool, this is actually might be the closest swimming pool to me now that I think about it. Maybe not. It's either, or is the other one, the one in my neighborhood is technically the Maple Village pool, but anyway, this pool that I drive by on the way home from the store is very small. And I mean small. I mean, like, barely the size of, like, a hotel swimming pool. So this is not, like, a regulation-sized pool. And they do not have, like, swim meets or anything there. This is not a pool for competition. But the other pool in my neighborhood, club pool, the Maplewood Village Swim Club, or whatever they call it, they do have swim meets, and I can hear that. It's close enough. I can hear people screaming and cheering. And was it last night or the night before? I had the window open next to my computer, and I could hear... There wasn't even a swim meet going on, but I could just hear kids having fun. And I thought, that's awesome. I'm happy for all the young children who get their spend their summer days at the swimming pool with all their friends doing weird stuff, much like I did as a child. I had one of those childhoods where in the summer I was told to get the hell out of the house shortly after breakfast. Go outside and do something. So, you know, you go outside, you screw around for a couple of hours because there's nothing to do. You find your friends. You go do weird stuff. You go to the Dragon's Lair. You know, you go to the local comic book store. You play a couple of their video games. Pretty soon, it's almost time for the pool to open. And you've been wearing your swimsuit as shorts all day. Anyway, then noon rolls around. The pool opens. Everybody migrates to the pool. You stay at the pool for 5 hours. You go home for dinner. And then you do whatever you have to do at home for another hour or so. Then you head back to the pool until 10 p.m. when the pool closes. Well, technically speaking, it closed at 9:50. Because at 9:50, that's when the last adult swim started. Because at our pool, that was the whole deal. 10 minutes before the hour, you would suddenly hear an announcement. A lifeguard would come over to the PA system. All those under the age of 18, please clear the pool for a 10-minute adult swim and safety break. And we'd all go, we'd have to get out of the pool for a minute, sit down for 10 minutes, and then jump back in the pool. It made no sense, but, you know, whatever. Although, the cool thing about it is, at our pool, there wasn't a lot of adults who wanted to swim. And so late at night in the summer, when we get to the last one, sometimes they wouldn't call that. Sometimes they'd let the kids keep swimming until 10 o'clock. And then, of course, also when it got late at night, it got dark and there weren't many people around, we could swim in the deep end. If nobody was jumping off the diving boards, we had a 1 meter and a 3 meter diving board in the 12-foot diving area. If nobody was diving off the boards, then we could swim in the deep end. Woohoo! Wasn't that fun? Yes. Yes, it was. And, oh, one of the craziest things about the pool is there was always this party on the 4th of July, the big 4th of July party, and, oh, man, that didn't last forever because it was really questionable. There were some really strange events. They would do fun things for the kids, like throw goldfish in the pool, and the kids would jump in and try to catch goldfish. And I've caught a few goldfish in my life. And then there was the money dive, where they would take loose change. They would take a couple of bucks and change, get a couple rolls of nickels, dimes, and quarters, and just throw money into the pool, and then let kids just dive in, grab money. You know, and they'd throw all the quarters in the deep end. And oh, we thought that was just about the funnest thing ever. You know, because if you were half competent, you could make a buck or two. And this was back when, you know, minimum wage was $3 an hour or less. And then there was this weird greased watermelon contest where they would take a watermelon. And ostensibly, somehow there were teams. I don't remember how teams were picked or if anybody ever remembered whose team was whose. It didn't make any sense. But then one of the adults would take this watermelon that was covered in Vaseline and take it into the middle of the pool. This is an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And then there was this sort of tug of war, this big mob football style sort of battle where people on this side would try to get the watermelon to their side, and the people on this side would try to get the watermelon to their side, and whoever got the watermelon up onto the deck on their side won. But you didn't win anything, and this nobody you couldn't tell the teams apart. Everybody was just trying to. It made no damn sense. It made no damn sense whatsoever. And then there were adult contests like the beer relay, where you, this was a real thing, where you'd have to drink a beer, then swim the length of the pool, drink a beer on that end of the pool, come back, and then the next guy would go. And yeah, this is not safe. This is not a good idea. We do not need people drinking and jumping into pools, diving into shallow ends of pools. There were other alcohol-related events. There was weird beer diving events, and it was all I can say is it was a different time. It was a different time in a working class neighborhood that was mostly, I'll just say, religious. And that's a euphemism in this town. And blah, blah, blah. And you know, here's a weird thought. Minutes before I started this today, before I started doing the show today, oh, I heard something on TV. What would you do if you won the lottery? You know, stupid crap like that. Well, if I became instantly rich, or if I was otherwise stupidly rich, if I won a $10 million lottery or whatever, yeah, the first thing I would do is I would buy a guitar. Actually, I think I would buy two guitars, potentially three, and I might buy one more guitar amplifier. Maybe. You know, would I buy anything else? Maybe some effects. Matt, no. I've already got a. Well. Regardless. Get back on track here, Tobe. If I was some kind of crazy billionaire, I would institute money dives. I would take about $1,000. And I'd go to, say, I don't know, like five different swimming pools, public swimming pools here in town. And in each pool, I would throw about $200 worth of change. I would get at least one roll of Sacagawea dollars. And I'd get quarters and dimes. Do I want to throw nickels into? I'd get 50-cent pieces if I could find them, if any bank had them laying around. I'd take this. I'd get about $200 in change, and I'd throw them all in. I'll throw it all into a swimming pool and let kids dive for money, because that's good entertainment. If you do not think this is good entertainment, try it. Do you have children? Do you spend time at swimming pools with children? Yeah, just start throwing money in the pool. I'm dead serious. Get a couple bucks worth of change. And just, you know, if it's just you and your kids, let, you know, you just throw in a quarter. See if they can dive down to get it. It's not like you're losing money. If they can't get it, it's not like you're never going to get that money back. I mean, come on. Come on. Unless your kids are seriously, seriously incompetent. But I can't imagine they are if you're listening to this. I mean, if you're listening to this show, you have a certain level of intelligence. And if you listen to this show and you have kids, your kids probably don't totally suck. So, yeah. Or if you're going to a public pool, hell, just start throwing money in. Start a damn riot. Do whatever it is you need to do. If you want to get really bizarrely philanthropic, do this at night. Go out at midnight when all the pools are closed. and just, you know, stand at the fence and just throw money in. I mean, and then, you know, the next day, you don't have to watch this. Just stay home. Let children just suddenly start finding money in the pool. Oh, my God, there's a bunch of nickels. Yeah, what's a roll of nickels? It's 40 nickels is what, $2? I'm tempted to do that. Jeez, $2, though. I could buy something with $2. I'm still tempted to do it. I'm thinking about going to the bank. Get a roll of nickels. And then take it to that tiny little pool. What is it? Is it Sunny Slope Pool? Home of the stingrays. I can see their pool. Because as I drive by it, you sort of have to drive up to it. You're T-boning it. You have to take this jog to go around it, right? I think it's Sunny Slope. Yeah, and they have this little painting on the front. Home of the stingrays. What are you trying to tell me? You've got a swim team? You can't possibly. Your pool is all of 32 feet long. That tops. For non-American people, that's, 10 meters. So anyway, how to entertain children with money. You don't have to buy entertainment for children. The money in itself is the entertainment. Yeah, I mean, how many times have you ever given a kid a dollar and they go, "Oh, a dollar!" And then they sit there and they play with it, right? You know, well, you know, like a 7-year-old. But anyway, I think about doing that this summer. If you don't have anything else to do. Get some coins. Throw them in swimming pools. Don't throw them into fountains. Do not throw your money into fountains. Do not throw your money into wishing wells. If you want to throw your money, do not throw your money into the ocean. Do not throw your money into a river. If you want to throw your money into water, the two best places to do that are in your bathtub, where you can retrieve it easily, or into a public pool. Which, you know, you need to look at as being, you know, a donation to the welfare of children. To the emotional uplifting of children. You know, geez, throw a bunch of quarters. Go get it. Are you rich? Or do you at least have a job? Do you have disposable income or discretionary income, as they call it? Yeah, okay, go get a $10 roll of quarters. Break it up and just start throwing handfuls of quarters into a swimming pool. Are you a rich person? Are you the founder of Microsoft? Then go get a bunch of rolls of Sacagawea dollars, all those nice gold dollar coins. Or if you live in Canada, go get toonies. Go get a big fat roll of toonies and start driving around. Do they even have swimming pools in Canada? I mean, it's so cold there, wouldn't they just freeze? Oh, that's right, they need a place to play hockey. That's right. In the summer, hockey rinks are swimming pools. I keep forgetting. Physics is so weird in Canada. Yeah, get a roll of toonies, start throwing them into swimming pools. Let little kids find money. It's the happiest day of their damn life. Yeah, I found a dollar in a swimming pool. I don't know why. Some crazy person is throwing money into swimming pools because a guy on the Dubious Goals Committee told him to do it, which is a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow for more wacky hijinks, etc. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.